Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine R Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Cold Start Problem by Andrew Chen explores one of the hardest realities in startups and product growth. A network effect is powerful only after it exists. Before that, new platforms face an early-stage chicken-and-egg dilemma where users will not join without activity, and activity will not happen without users. Drawing on Chen's experience as a growth leader and investor, the book maps how network-driven products move from fragile beginnings to durable scale. Instead of treating virality as luck, it breaks growth into repeatable phases, from identifying a small, high-value community to building trust, liquidity, and engagement loops that compound. The core idea is that successful networks do not start broadly. They start with a tight market, win it decisively, and then expand along well-chosen paths while defending against competitors and multi-tenant behavior. For founders, product leaders, and growth teams, it offers a practical framework for designing, launching, and scaling products where users create value for each other. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the cold start and the power of atomic networks. A central theme is that network effects are not a feature you bolt on, but an outcome that emerges after a specific kind of early traction. The book describes the cold start as the period when a product has too few participants for the experience to feel valuable. To overcome this, Chen emphasizes starting with an atomic network, a small group where members can consistently create value for one another. This might be defined by geography, profession, shared interest, or a single use case that produces repeat interactions. The point is focus. A network must feel alive somewhere, even if it is tiny, before it can expand. The concept helps teams stop chasing vague top-of-funnel growth and instead ask whether any user segment is achieving a complete, satisfying loop. It also reframes metrics. Early success is less about total signups and more about density, match rates, response times, and repeat usage within the initial community. By treating the first network as a self-contained system, teams can craft onboarding, incentives, and product constraints that make participation predictable. Once that small network works reliably, scaling becomes an exercise in replicating and linking these strong clusters rather than hoping volume alone will fix the experience. Secondly, solving chicken and egg with seeding strategies and constrained launches, the book details how marketplaces, social platforms, and collaboration tools must seed one or both sides of participation to escape one or both sides of participation to escape early emptiness. Rather than launching everywhere, it argues for constrained launches that make the supply and demand problem solvable. Seeding can take multiple forms: recruiting high-quality initial suppliers, curating early participants, manually matching users, or even providing a service layer that simulates the future network until it becomes self-sustaining. These tactics can look unscalable, but they are often the only way to ensure early users experience real value. Chen also highlights the importance of trust mechanisms and safety signals, because early networks are fragile and a few bad interactions can halt growth. Practical thinking includes choosing an initial niche where you can win mindshare quickly, designing onboarding that drives the first successful interaction, and prioritizing the actions that create network value over superficial engagement. Another key idea is to align incentives so participants have a reason to show up repeatedly, not just once. Over time, the goal is to transition from manual or subsidized activity to organic behavior driven by clear utility. The reader comes away with a realistic view. The early stage is about creating reliability and liquidity in a tightly defined context, not about broad brand awareness. Thirdly, the tipping point, creating compounding loops of engagement and retention. After a network gains enough activity, it can reach a tipping point where the experience improves as more people join, accelerating growth. The book explains this phase as a shift from fighting for every interaction to nurturing compounding loops. These loops might include more content leading to more consumers who then become creators, or more buyers attracting more sellers who improve selection and pricing. Chen stresses that the strongest networks build habits and retention, because churn breaks the compounding effect. Thus, product teams must focus on the quality of interactions, not just the quantity of users. This includes improving matching and discovery, reducing time to value, and creating reasons to return through notifications, follow graphs, reputation, and personalization. Importantly, the book treats growth as a product property. If the network delivers repeated wins to users, acquisition becomes easier and cheaper. The tipping point is also when competitive dynamics change. Once a network becomes the default place where activity happens, it can attract newcomers simply because everyone else is there. But this position is not automatic. The platform must keep the core loop healthy, prevent spam and low-quality contributions, and maintain a balanced ecosystem so one side does not feel exploited. The reader learns to look for leading indicators that the network is becoming self-reinforcing rather than temporarily inflated by marketing spend. Fourthly, scaling beyond the first niche, expansion, adjacency, and multi-network strategy. With an initial atomic network working, the next challenge is expansion without diluting the experience. The book discusses how successful networks move from one tight community to the next, often by leveraging adjacency. That could mean expanding from one city to another, from one professional group to a neighboring one, or from a single use case to a broader workflow. The key is to preserve density and relevance, because spreading too fast can recreate the cold start in many places at once. Chen highlights that networks often scale by creating repeatable playbooks for launching new clusters, using existing users to seed the next community, and designing product architecture that supports localization and segmentation. Another practical issue is multi-tenant behavior when users participate in multiple competing networks. Early on, users may cross-post and compare options, making it harder to build loyalty. The book suggests that differentiation, superior liquidity, and better interaction quality can reduce multi-tenant reliance over time. Platform leaders also need to manage governance and incentives as they scale, because rules that work for a small community may fail at larger scale. Expansion is therefore both a growth problem and an operations problem. The overall lesson is that scaling a network is not simply adding users. It is replicating a working microeconomy of interactions while keeping the user experience consistent and trustworthy. Lastly, moats and failure modes, defending the network and avoiding collapse. The book addresses why network effects can create durable advantages and also why networks can fail dramatically. A strong network can become a moat because switching costs rise as users build relationships, reputations, content libraries, or transaction histories, However, Chen emphasizes that moats are not permanent if the platform neglects its ecosystem. Common failure modes include degradation of quality, imbalance between participant groups, excessive monetization pressure, and loss of trust due to fraud or harassment. Another risk is that the network becomes too open and loses its original relevance, making interactions noisy and less valuable. The book also explores competitive threats, including rivals that focus on a better niche experience, new entrants that leverage a different distribution channel, or incumbents that copy features while using existing user bases to bootstrap quickly. To defend, platforms must invest in governance, ranking, moderation, and incentive design that keeps high-quality contributors engaged. They must also continue innovating around the core interaction loop rather than only adding peripheral features. The most useful takeaway is a structured way to think about resilience, protect the integrity of interactions, maintain healthy liquidity, and align the platform's business model with long-term user value. A network effect is strongest when users feel that leaving means losing something uniquely valuable that cannot be replicated elsewhere. In conclusion, this book is best suited for startup founders, product managers, growth leaders, marketplace operators, and investors who work on products where users create value for each other, including social apps, marketplaces, SaaS collaboration tools, and community platforms. It benefits readers by replacing vague advice about going viral with a grounded framework for building traction in phases. You learn to diagnose whether you have a real network effect, how to pick an initial atomic network, how to seed the first interactions, and how to expand without losing density and trust. That clarity can save years of effort and significant marketing spend by directing attention to the interactions that actually generate compounding growth. It is worth buying compared to similar growth or startup books because it focuses tightly on network effects as a distinct phenomenon, with practical language for the cold start stage that many books gloss over. Rather than assuming product market fit magically appears, it shows how to engineer early reliability and then scale systematically. If you are building a platform business or evaluating one, it provides a durable mental model for strategy, metrics, and competitive defense, making it useful long after trends and tactics change. If you would like to support Andrew Chen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.